old school. Used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, nah, everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you, log on, yep. He's old school, yep. Used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, now everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you, log on. BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, log on. Log on. BobbyBuck.com.
Hello, hello. This is Shauna Sterling. I'm hosting the Bobby Buck Show. We are in the studio live tonight, and we will be talking about self-will. First thing I want to do is introduce the panel, starting from my right here. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing? This is Lorraine Moreland.
And next.
Hello. My name is Paul Avila. I'm the founder of Paulie's Project.
And I'm Bobby Buck, but I'm not here. Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, today we will be talking about self-will. We have a few phone calls that'll be coming in. But first, we're going to start with the young man with Paul's Project. Tell
yes.
us a little bit about Paul's Project and what it is that you do.
Sure, sure. Actually, it's Paulie's Project.
Sorry.
And that's
Sorry.
Okay.
You
it's okay.
Corrected
You're
me.
Close. But no, that was actually inspired by my, I'm going to call him 18. He's going to be 18 in a few days. But by my son, Paulie. He was actually born blind and autistic. So at a very young age, we found out that music was our lifesaver with Paulie. Being that he can't see or talk, you know, he's in diapers. We got to feed him and bathe him and everything. At a young age, I put headphones on. I just remember like it was yesterday, and he just lit up. You know, music was our way to connect with him, and it just brought him so much joy. You know, he could be upset and throwing a tantrum, and you put those headphones on him, and he would just, you know, completely smile and be seem to soothe and calm him. So a few years back, doing some volunteer work here at the Midnight Mission, I remember one day coming out after serving breakfast at volunteering. And I remember this homeless guy, and had his headphones on, and it just stopped me in my tracks. It's like the Lord stopped me and said, wow, music's powerful. It's universal. He had that same smile that Paulie has. And I was like, music touches everybody. I don't care if you're blind and autistic like Paulie to your homeless guy in a cardboard box. Music, again, just seems to soothe the soul. So I went home, and I remember that night literally just tossing and turning. I was like, God, you threw this in my lap. Well, what do you want me to do with it? Mm-hmm. So it was a slow process. You know, it took a few months, but through family and friends, I started raising funds, asking everybody if they can donate. And I remember my first time, you know, I got 5 headphones and came down to Skid Row and dropped them off to just random people and then bought 20. One time I got 75 and then 100. And now 2 years later, we've donated thousands of headphones to the homeless here in Skid Row. And like I said, music is just powerful. And everybody I talk to just, you know, tells me how they could connect. You know, I remember last week a random homeless guy said, you know, God, now I can hear the Dodger game. You know, I've been wanting to hear it for years. And another lady, just the stories I hear, you know, Paul, you don't know what I go through at night. You know, sometimes I hear these, you know, prostitutes and drug dealing and sirens and just fighting and chaos. And once I put those headphones you gave me, I get to tune out and escape, and music just, it soothes me, you know. So I know it's powerful.
That's
not
great.
I know, because I use it personally on a daily basis with Paulie. But music, like I said, it just it touches people. And you know, we're fundraising year round to buy these headphones, and you know, we've gotten nothing but great feedback. And Paulie's a local hero. Sometimes he goes with me in the streets, and people are so, you know, excited to meet him. And at the same time, I think they benefit, because, you know, sometimes they come depressed and, you know, Paul, you don't know what it's like to be homeless. And Paulie hands him that headphone, and they look at him and say, why isn't he talking? And I said, well, he's autistic. He's never spoken a word in his mouth in his life.
Right.
Why isn't he looking at me? Well, Paulie's blind. He can't see you. And they're like, wow, I was just touched by this little angel who dropped in and is giving me a free pair of headphones. Who am I to complain?
Right.
I can get up tomorrow and do something with my life. You know, mine's temporary. His is permanent, you know. And so when it's all said and done at the end of the day, you know, what I thought was such a negative, you know, when I found out the stuff about Paulie, I was like, God flipped things around. And now this little boy is touching thousands of people that he might not comprehend what he does, but it's powerful. So it's a great, you know, nonprofit I started. It's really building momentum. We were on Channel 4 recently, Channel 5, Channel 11. We're on the page of the LA Times. I was on Kiss FM last week. So people love our story. I just tell people it doesn't end with a good story. We need help. You know, these headphones don't grow off trees. And they're just your basic AM FM headphone sets. And a lot of people said, Paul, get them, you know, iPods and these fancy things. I said, first of all, you're not homeless. They're not going to be downloading music anytime soon.
Right.
You know, they're not going to be, you know, being able to charge these things. Just get them a bare bones, simple AM FM radio. And I, you know, obviously put batteries inside it. But yeah, so that's basically what Paulie's project is about, is bringing the empowerment of music to those, especially with mental illness. You know, it's a way to connect, you know, brings them joy and happiness. You know, sometimes I talk to people and they say, you know, Paul, I haven't talked to anybody all day. I'm just sitting here depressed, but this music I'm able to connect with, and it brings a smile to my face. And I think of an old song, and I think that goes for all of us. You know, sometimes you're having a down day and you hear that great song from 20 years ago of your youth. And you just jump up and dance and joy, you know,
it
people don't realize this little radio is so much power, you know, and it connects with people. So that's what we're all about.
Okay. Do you have a YouTube channel or?
Well, right now, basically, we have a website. It's www.paulys, that's P-A-U-L-Y-S, project.org. I also started a Facebook at Paulys Project. And Instagram at Paulie's Project. So we're pretty easy to find. But main thing, I'm just trying to drive people to our website. There's a PayPal account where they can go and donate. Also, if people want to donate batteries, anything I could do to get these headphones out in the streets. Like I said, I mean, we don't just give one a month. I mean, we give hundreds away. So it's we need help, though. That's why we're here.
Okay. I met this gentleman maybe about a month or so ago. And that story touched me so much because I'm actually doing a project for Bully, and they're going to come and talk to the kids that's going to go through this project. And I also invited him and his son to come down and talk to the adults during the show, because the show is about educating the parents, because parents don't talk to their kids. Now here, this young man can't really connect with his father, but they do have a connection. They have that connection. Your connection with your son is through music.
Yes.
You know, and I know music works because I use music in therapy and dance for my daughter when my daughter was being diagnosed being overactive with ADHD. Mm-hmm. So I know music and acting, it helps.
Yes.
It helps a lot. And so I can imagine, mm-hmm. and I can't wait to see just that look and that glow on his face when we start playing music for him.
Yeah. No, Paulie loves it. He loves
I'm
music.
I'm really excited about meeting him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so people donate because what they're doing is bringing therapy to the homeless. And just a hello, and just by handing an ear set so they can have an escape from not knowing if they're going to eat from this day to this day, or just from this hour to the next hour.
Yes, yes.
And at least they can put their earphones on and escape from the problems, the trials and tribulations that they're having at that moment.
Yes, exactly. And I know a lady, I don't think it was 2 weeks ago, but she touched me just with her story. And she said, Paul, I'm really keep to myself. You know, I don't really interact with people. And one thing I miss when I was younger is that I used to be involved in politics or just the economy or just knowing what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And being that I haven't had a radio in 2 years, I feel so disconnected. And now that I put these on, I'm hearing all those news channels and it's like, I'm current. I know what's going on. And she felt so uplifted. It's like, I never even would have thought of that. I'm thinking more of the music side, but just to be connected with news and hearing that stuff as well. So I'm telling you, so radio I thought was no big deal. Sometimes it's just giving the little things that make a huge difference.
Right. Exactly. You're right. The things that we take for granted, mm-hmm. someone else, it's their treasure.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's their lifeline.
Yeah. And that's, again, why I bring Paulie, you know, just to connect with people and they can see him and be touched by him. And like I said, he's an angel. You know, I might not see him throw that touchdown pass or make the three-pointer in the game or hit that home run, but I have a bond with him like no other. He he senses me with his touch and his right. you know, smell and smile and by my voice. You know, I could be in the other room and he'll just get up off the couch and guide himself by the wall and he'll get me and touch me. And it's that hug that we embrace. And, you know, growing up, I didn't have my dad around. And I told Polly I would never do that to him. You know, you might never be able to see me or talk to me.
He sees you.
Yeah, just know I'm
he
here.
He sees you.
Our hearts connect. It's a beautiful
a
thing.
Way.
Yeah.
He sees you in a special way.
I can't even explain our relationship. It's just awesome. You know, we have this special bond. And, you know, real quick, just going back to the whole Skid Row, because people say, why Skid Row? You can go anywhere in Los Angeles. And I had an uncle, you know, lived a really difficult time with, you know, gangs and in and out of prison. And I remember my mom at a young age would bring us down to Skid Row and I was maybe, you know, 4 or 5 years old and we'd come down in the car and hand my uncle food and clothes and stuff. And I remember at a young age, you look around and you're like, oh my God, this is scary. This is like the Twilight Zone, you know,
right.
But little did I know way back then life would come full circle and it's something, you know, got my heart that I wanted to come back when I was older to give back to that same community. So I love Skid Row. There's so much positive things. The more people I'm connecting with, you know, I'm mm-hmm. tired of people talking about it. It's so negative down here.
Right.
These are beautiful people and they all have a story to tell like all of us, you know, but, you know, like I said, I just want to connect and do something to make a difference. I just can't just walk away from Skid Row and say, well, that's on them. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, I want to touch them in any way I can.
Right. I wrote something a while back and, I put it on my, blog site, but it's called The Faces of Homelessness. Mm-hmm. And I did that because God put me in a situation where me and my daughter was homeless and we wasn't homeless to the point where we had to go down on Skid Road and go to a shelter because I was afraid to do that because I have a condition called lupus. And so I have to really watch what I do. So I started researching what is truly the true meaning of homelessness. Mm-hmm. And the true meaning of homelessness is a person who does not have a permanent address. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, that fits me. I am homeless.
Yes.
And it used to upset my family badly when I would tell them, me and my daughter's homeless. I'm going from this person's house to this person's house to this person's house. What do you call that? Mm. You know, I'm not, just because I'm homeless does not mean that I have to be sleeping on the streets mm-hmm. or sleeping in my car. And that's the perception we have to get out of people's minds is that homelessness simply means if you do not have a permanent address, so if you don't have keys or you don't have a lease, you are actually considered homeless.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because the definition is a person who does not have a permanent address.
Mm. It's a lot of people.
Exactly. Exactly. That was my thing of getting the word out about homelessness.
Mm.
Because nobody at my job knew that I was homeless.
Mm.
And I got a raise, a promotion and a new job. And I told my boss at that time, I said, you guys didn't even realize that I was homeless when you hired me. Mm. And they looked at me like, you was homeless? Yes, I was.
Mm.
And I actually told someone, they were panhandling money and said, can I borrow some money? I'm like, how you gonna borrow money from me? You'll never see me again. Yeah. And I said, dude, I'm homeless. He said, you the cleanest homeless person I ever seen. So mm-hmm. people have a bad perception.
Yes, definitely.
When you say homeless and when you say Skid Row, they want to look at someone who's dirty, mm-hmm. hair hasn't been combed, not eating, mm-hmm. sleeping in cardboard boxes, mm-hmm. pushing a shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to understand that you can be riding on the bus and sitting right next to somebody who's going to work
mm-hmm.
with a three-piece suit on. And that person is homeless.
Yes.
And so that's one thing that we need to start making clarity of what homeless really is. Because you need to be nice to everybody because you don't know what that next person is going through.
That's so true.
Definitely.
That is
definitely.
So true. That is so true.
Guys, go out, go to Polly's project mm-hmm. and Google it. Or you can go to the YouTube channel. Donate. He needs those radios to touch someone's life.
Amen.
Yes, please do. No, we appreciate that. And like I said, we have a lot of our information and some of our news clips we've been on, some of our YouTube clips at the website. Again, that's www.paulys, and I spell P-A-U-L-Y-S, project.org. And please like us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can follow us and see all the great things we're doing in the community.
And share it.
Please do.
Share it.
Yes.
And next we have...
We're going to try to see if we can get the young lady on the call on Skype from Holland.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wow. You made it. That's what's up. Nice. That's what's up.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very well.
Loud and clear.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. Now, like everybody knows where exactly you're calling from and what time it is right now.
Oh, it's at midnight. It's midnight right now, and it's from Amsterdam.
Wow. I love your accent.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so let the people know why you're on this phone call. Let them know who you are and what you do and what you're setting up to do.
Okay. My name is Desiree van Hoek. I'm Dutch, and I spent 6 summers on Skid Row photographing. I hear myself back all the time.
Say it again.
Yeah, it's hard because I hear myself talking all the time.
Oh, you're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Okay, we're checking something out. Oh, okay. They say it might not be able to stop it from echoing right now. It's a first time really working with it. Is it real bad?
Yeah, because I don't...
Okay, yes, I can tell. I know how it feels when that's happening. let me see. Well, I'll tell you what you might can do. You can turn it down when you're talking and turn it up when you're done talking. Turn it all the way down when you're talking, then turn it back up, you know, when you're ready to listen. Hmm. No, so it's turn it down while you're talking. When you answer the questions, turn it down. So you won't hear yourself. But we'll hear you.
Maybe I have to give you a call my telephone.
Okay. Well, you want to try to do that?
Yeah, I would love to try to do that. It's better, I think.
You have the 800 number, right?
I have your number. Maybe this is better. I don't have headphones on right now.
Hey, technology, all you gotta do is keep trying and it works.
Okay. I'll try it again.
Okay, all right. So
I spent 6 months on Skid Row and no, it's not good. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You can try it. You got the 800 number, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, call that number. That'll work. All right. So while we got her get ready to check on calling in through the regular telephone lines, so we can go ahead and speak on. So, Mr. Paul, so you say you're looking for like entertainers to also come in and help you out with what you and your son are working with.
Sure, yeah, we're looking at whatever, you know, opportunities people want to help us. You know, people say, Paul, you're in the hub of Hollywood right here. You know, you got entertainers and musicians and all sorts of stuff that would love to, you know, what you're doing with music and would hopefully help you out. We actually had a big event in Gladys Park recently, and we had a band there and stuff. But, you know, any way I can connect the music entertainment world to give back to what we're doing, because, you know, let's face it, some people who are miles away here in Hollywood donating, you know, thousands of dollars to different charities, it's like, why can't I go in here to the inner city and help us, you know, raise funds to get these headphones, which is so powerful to give back to the people. So, yeah, I'm looking out for different opportunities, some doors I can open that would be touched. You know, people would be touched by your story and want to help our cause.
Okay, all right, that's cool. And also, we're going to introduce Miss Lorraine Moreland. And like her main thing, what we want to speak on today, like the title of the show, is self-will. And she says she has some very nice words that she lives by that helps her out. So it might can help a lot of other people.
Absolutely. Well, yes, you're absolutely right. But these stories that they have shared have really touched my heart, because I was also homeless and I slept in a doorway for 8 years. And it was because they took my children away from me. And it was like I was in a coma. I met people that wanted to take me different places and give me a home and stuff. But my children wouldn't be included. But so that wasn't a life for me. So I had to figure out, and I would study drink because I was so sad and lonely, you know, and too remorse to go home. I had my own room at my mom's house, but not drinking. I didn't want to be in my mother's house. And so I was hoping that I could get help. I would pray all the time. And like he said about the music, oh God, I couldn't do anything without music. I needed music. I'd look in the trash can for music. And by the grace of God, he gave me music from the trash can. You know, and I would love, everybody knew when I was out there that I love music. I just love music. Because, and the baseball. And when the baseball running, he said, uh-oh, they finna make a run. I knew it was time for me to get up from that spot. Because the baseball radio announcer, he has something to say. And sometimes if you listen to those words, they can help your life. And it helped mine to be more safer. Home run and all these. It's something about them speaking. But anyway, I know how difficult it is to be homeless. A lot of people's out there because they lost a parent. They was living with their parent. Their parents probably was paying the bills. But when the person died that has the money to pay the bills, like a retiree or someone like that, well, the checks don't come into their possession anymore. So they have, and they was taking care of the sick person. So they don't have any money of their own. They didn't get out. They wasn't able to do it because they had to bath that person. They had to feed that person. They had to watch that person 24/7. So when the money ran out and so the bills can't paid, you know, they love to give you a note. It's time to go if you're not paying bills, you know. And so this person is devastated. Where am I going to go now? And they don't make a way for a lot of people in that situation. So sometimes we have to think about those situations when we are taking care of elder or family member or friend. Even if you're an in-home provider, you have to be willing to put money aside in case that person passes away or go live in the hospital, because you're going to be out of a home because you can't afford to pay that rent they're able to pay on their budget. So what happens is that this happens. So a lot of people are out there like that too and homeless. And a lot of people was neglected, abandoned. And when you're abandoned, you know, you don't know what to do with yourself. I mean, you think the whole world is against you and no one wants you, no one cares about you, no one loves you. And people know that from their own heart. So I'm here to say that I want people to cultivate their lives by countless kindness. You know, if you don't have a good attitude, then you have nothing. It's like this, I put it this way. You can put makeup on, you can put the best suit on, you can buy the best shoes, you can do all those things. But if your attitude is not number one and dealing with other people, that's like a dead attitude. You know, when they get ready to put makeup and nice clothes on a person that had died, well, they look good, but they're dead. They look good, real good. Right. I want the special. I want this. I want that. I even want that diamond ring to be left on that finger. I want the best lipstick. I want the best this. I want the best tie. I want everything. But that person looks so good. And you can say your goodbyes. That person's spirit is gone, though. And sometimes our spirit leaves us and we're alive. So we have to put on a good attitude to deal with people today. That is what's happening in the world today. And people are hurting people because you know why? They have baggage. Like Shonda said, she has a program for bullies. A lot of people are carrying the bulliness that came up when they was kids in school. Those things hurt when people chase you home from school, want to pull your hair off, out or whatever, and make you feel bad, chase you home, and just outcast you. Well, those things a lot of kids are still growing with today about how you treated them, how the teachers talked to that person. You'll never be anything. You'll never amount to anything. Well, those attitudes are inside and they're wrong baggage. that we allow to stay inside. And I want people to unlock those baggages. Take those old words. Take all that stuff out. You do not have to continue to live with those words that people put you down, the life that you thought that was given to you that was not right. It's all baggage, and we carry that baggage in our attitude. I want you to let that baggage go right now. Wherever you are, I want you to breathe and feel yourself. Feel how special you are. You know, Jesus went to hell for you to have life abundantly. Not for you to have to take the wrong road or keep your baggage in. Let go. Feel yourself from the top of your head down to the middle of your stomach, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. Now breathe and feel yourself. You're special. So wonderful. And you can have a good attitude, because whatever's not supposed to be in your body right now, there is a light that's going to shine. And all of it's going to do is cleanse you. And everything that's not supposed to be inside of you will enter out from the top of your head. Sometimes you might feel it, but it's going to give you a better attitude. Because you're going to be cleansed. You know, like you buy the best detergent to clean your clothes. It's the same with God's love for you. He's cleaning you now. You don't even have to ask him. He already knows. But if you give him that time in your life, and start out by being kind, it's not going to hurt you. It's going to help you. No matter what you've been through, kindness to others. Who is your neighbor? The person right next to you. No, it's not the knock on the door that asks for sugar or a pair of stockings or a couple of dollars or something. Your neighbor is right next to you. And remember, God is stronger and Jesus is greater. And we need to know that, because this is his world. This is his universe. And he loves you so much. You might be a bandit. You might not even feel love. You don't have the right man. You don't have the right woman. Your parents won't get you to write this or write that or boo, 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 boo. But regardless, you are loved so much. And I want you to spread that love. I'm tired of the violence that's in our life today. Because we see and we say nothing. We can say something. And we can come together, no matter what color you are, red, yellow, black, white, blue, no matter what. We all have the same bloodline. And it's time that we realize that we are brothers and sisters, no matter what. When you take someone else's life, you're taking your own. Remember that. But a good attitude will make you understand a lot better and let you back up out of that. Open up yourself. Open up yourself to this universe and accept who you are, not what you've been told or anything like that. Who do you want to be? You want to be beautiful and kind and loving. You want to embrace the universe with everything you have. You want to connect together. Let's help each other connect and love one another. I like what Paul said. Paul has a child that he has to give his whole heart to. If Paul was angry or mad, he would feel that he was cheated out of a child. But he's showing the universe that he cares and he loves this child no matter what. And his purpose is to make this child feel wanted in this society and not an outcast. And that's a loving father. Doing everything he can. And he's pulling in what he wants, because he had found out the experience of music. And music is music. Music come back long time ago from the ancestors. They didn't need to write down music. They just get and sing, and the spirit would hit them. And that's what we're getting today. The spirit of life. from our ancestors, from way back yonder. And that's why music have healing power. I want you to have a good attitude, and I want you to help Paul. I really do. He needs funds. He needs that money, because nobody's going to give up nothing. But he does the hard work, and he's asking for your help, because his other parent's going through the same thing that he's going through. And he's trying to share life with these children and make the homeless feel wanted. When I was homeless, I wouldn't be here today if people didn't make me feel wanted. I was dirty. I was stinky. Had a bad attitude, too. But today, I don't carry that baggage with me. I want to help people. I want to be involved. I've lost two sons on the streets of Los Angeles. One was 28 and one was 33. And I work with Women Against Gun Violence because I can be a voice. I'm a voice for those that don't have a voice, those shy people that don't think they have anything to say, but I know they have a heart of gold, so I'm the voice for them. Shonda and Paul, we're in this together, and we want things to work out. We're not going to turn our back on anybody. So open up your heart today. No matter what you have to give, no matter what you have to do, even with your own attitude, stop having a dead attitude because you are alive. Open up your heart and ask the Spirit to come into you. You cannot do it alone. Okay? And know that you are loved. I love you. Shonda love you. Bobby love you. Paul love you. And we are reaching out to everyone to understand that. So if you have an attitude of gratitude, open it up. It's yours, and you can share it. Throw away the baggage today. Throw it away today. You no longer have that baggage of wrongdoing. This is a new start, a new life, and you can be kind. God bless you, and thank you.
Hey, awesome. I really received that. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Hey.
You wasn't receiving it, you're dead.
Yeah. I tell you what, we're going to try to get on this call again. We're going to come back with you so we can, so we can get some more of that before we leave. Okay, caller, are you there?
I'm here. This is Lady Eva J. How are you?
Hey, what's going Eva? On?
Excuse the background noise. I'm on my way to another service, so there'll be a little traffic.
Oh, okay. It's all good. Oh, I'm glad you called. We're talking about some self-will today and everything. And I wasn't able to get your track on here today, but let people know the name of your track and what all you have going on with your self-will.
That's okay. I just released my single, Half Face. It was written in 1996, and it was during a time where I was getting ready to take my life. And I walked into my father's room, and he told me, he said, "Well, the Spirit of the Lord, tell me whatever you're trying to do, it will not work. Go pick up a pen and a paper and start writing." And I was listening to the young lady talk about, you know, the school bullying. You guys know some of my testimony. I used to be a school bully.
Right.
I had a lot of self-esteem issues, and I even deal with homelessness for about 9 months in Gladys Park. So a lot of what I went through has to do with this song, Have Faith. And, you know, just some of the words say, when you're feeling discouraged and you feel there's no way out, just remember God loves you. Let there never be a doubt. When it seems unsolvable, don't ever give up your fight, because in time, God will solve it, and he'll solve it with all his might. Have faith.
And I sure agree with you on that, because I was telling somebody on Facebook, I was writing down, I said, pass out at night and wake up and pray in the morning.
Right.
I tell God, Lord, forgive me for whatever it is I'm about to do today.
Right. So that was just dropped, for people to be inspired and encouraged, and, especially in this season where everything is going on with, black and the brown lives and, the things going down on Skid Row. It's just a time where everybody needs to put their faith into action.
Right.
So, when people feel a little discouraged, just drop in Half Faith. It's available on CD Baby right now. I wanted to keep the cost low so people can kind of download it to their phone. you know, and just take it with them. You know, everybody doesn't do CDs, you know. It's a digital world. So when people drop it on their phones, their iPads, their computers, they can always go back and listen to it over and over again.
And now they can get it where, Eva? This is Shauna from Bully Me Now.
Hey, Shauna, baby. Hi. How you doing? They can pick it up on CD Baby. And in the search box, just put either Eva J, Eva, E-V-A, the letter J, or Lady Eva J. And okay. Then the song Have Faith, it will come up.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll be downloading it tonight, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Let us know, you know what you think, and, you know, send it to somebody else and let them be encouraged. Hopefully, you know, this will touch a lot of people's lives. I don't think I went through the things I went through just for me. It was for me to help somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling Bobby, we've been talking, and I told him we're in the business of people helping people to help people.
Right. Yes. And that's where a lot of people lose it as far as severanceship. So,
right.
You know, it's all about, you know, touching the next person, touching the next person. And, you know, just touching the world one day at a time, pretty much.
Right.
Yep, I know that's what I'm saying. And like I tell people, faith is an action.
Yes, it faith is an action.
It's not something you say, it's something you do.
Right. And if we could do it with each other, then we could help each other out a little more day by day.
Right.
That's true. And speaking of technology, I wasn't able to get it in on the upload here, but I might can play a little bit of it through my laptop up here for people to have a little, they can listen to. I got the microphones here and stuff. But unless you want to do a little hum.
Okay, when you're feeling discouraged and you feel there's no way out, just remember God loves you. Let there never be a doubt when it seems unsolvable. Don't you ever give up your fight, because in time God will solve it, and he'll solve it with all his might. You just have to have faith. There you go, Bobby Buck.
Oh, man. Thank you.
We needed that. All right.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Got a little chill. When I get a chill, it's real.
I got cold up in here.
All right. Woo. Yeah. And I already downloaded it. And when I play it, I got the little speaker you can attach to your laptop. I just let it flow, you know, because I know it came from you. And I know it came from something deep. And you just said it. Yeah. And we sure appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we got to get you in here one of the days. We'll get you a whole hour interview.
Oh, well, look it up. I'll put it on the calendar.
All right. We'll get it cracking.
All right. Make it happen.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Love you guys much. Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And I think we're going to... Okay. All right. Okay. But she's going to get it to you. Okay, all right then. So we're gonna try to meet the lady from Holland to get another call through, but she says she's gonna relax on that right now. So okay, so now if it's turning back over to
you,
yeah. You wanna play my song? Well, let me see. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We probably gonna take a break in a second, so we can get some other things set up. We can run some things together real quick.
Oh.
So we probably get ready to take a break in a little bit. But while we're ready to take a break, you know, we'll remind everybody about Shauna Sterling's Bully Me Now workshop and fashion show. So you give people a little information on your workshop and fashion show before we go into break.
Okay, well, I'm looking for kids from the ages 12 to, say, 21, because they're still kids. They're young adults, but they're still kids who have low self-esteem. And what they're going to do is they're going to go through a workshop, a series of workshops, making better choices. Leadership, makeup, health and wellness, self-defense. They're also going to be paired off with a fashion student. And our twist is we're going to take old clothes from their closet and clothes that have been donated, and we're going to change those clothes into something new.
Mm.
So we're using the Ugly Duckling story. You know that Ugly Duckling? That Ugly Duckling was ugly as a little duck. But as he grew, he became a beautiful swan.
Right.
So we're going to take these kids that with this low self-esteem, and we're going to make them into beautiful swans. We're going to show them how to put their makeup on the right way, how to get the right haircuts and cuts and keep groomed and take old things, because times are hard now. And parents can't go out and buy something all the time because you tore up something or you outgrew it. So let's teach them how to take two shirts and make it into something new. A pair of pants and make it into a skirt. Turn those into some shorts or, you know, to change, switch up some things. And so at the end of the 10 weeks, we will have a full-out fashion show. We're going to have some of the students write a skit talking about bully. And we're going to have some choreographers to come in and teach some dance numbers. The whole show is going to be done by the youth. First workshop is June 20th. If you would like more information, you can send me an email at sterlingfamily37@gmail.com. If you want more information, you can go to thedetentionroom101.blogspot.com. Or you can call me at 323-556-1740. I'm also looking for donations. As far as funding, I need the dollar bills too, but I need makeup, clothes, I need silk flowers, candlestick holders, because I'm making all of the centerpieces myself.
And she does a great job at that. She showed me a picture of one. I thought she bought it. I said, well, if you didn't buy it, you should sell it. Yeah. Yeah, so, all right, we're going to go take a little commercial break, and then we're going to come back and ride everything out. So we'll take a little commercial and come right back. We'll be right back.
righty. All right, all right. It's wind down time now here at the Bobby Buck Show. We're going to say our last announcements. I'm going to hand it over to Bobby.
All right, yes. You know, we was going to try to get the information for a call-in from Amsterdam, but that didn't go through. But what she was trying to let everyone know that I met her last year myself. She comes over here to Skid Row, and that's a mighty long way to come to be on Skid Row.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah.
But she said she also misses Skid Row when she's gone. So you people who live here in Los Angeles ain't never been to Skid Row, and you're scared, something wrong with you.
Don't be scared.
This is your backyard.
Don't be scared.
You know what I'm saying? So we all need to collectively come together and help each other and, you know, come down here and see what's happening. But what she has been doing is taking photographs of Skid Row, and she has her own online fundraiser that she's working with, that she's wanting to get her own, and then she's working on a book. She wants to get a book published with her pictures and everything she has been doing. So I don't know all the details right now to give to you, but I will for sure. If you check me out, bobbybuck.com, you can go there and get all my information. If you want more information on this young lady and what she's doing, just contact me and go to bobbybuck.com. My phone number is my email, and you can see a lot of other things right there. So I'm going to get with everybody else in the show, let them go ahead and get their goodbyes. And I wanted to check and see if Miss Lorraine Moreland can do a little acapella before we get out of here today. You think that'll be all right with you?
Of course.
You ain't scared?
No.
All right, cool.
Okay, so let's get some more information from Polly's project. I don't know why I want to call your baby Paul.
But this is
Polly. Polly project.
That's funny because whenever I'm in Skid Row. Definitely.
He needs help. We need to get these earphones. So give your information out again, so we can get these earphones and these batteries for you.
Yes, please do. Again, I'd just like to thank Bobby for bringing us down here and giving us the opportunity to share our story with the listeners. And, you know, God has blessed us. If you can please go to our website and donate. That's www.paulysproject.org. Again, we're on Facebook and Instagram, but we would truly appreciate it. Like I said, these headphones don't grow on trees and batteries don't either. So we're really looking for help in the community to reach out to us. Like I said, I don't care if I give one out or if I give 100 out. It's the same thing. At the end of the day, if I make somebody smile and bring joy to them, it makes me very happy.
Makes Polly happy too.
And Polly as well. Yeah. Sometimes I don't even know if he gets the full concept of Polly's project, but that's not what it's about. It's bringing him down here and having him touch others and you know, blessing us. Like I said, he's an angel. Anybody he's around, he puts a smile on their face. So it's a win-win.
Exactly. All right.
Right. Yeah. But I thank you and Polly for what you do. And everything's win, 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 win. Just keep on winning.
Yes, right. Exactly. We're all in it to win it.
Yeah, right on. So, all right, Miss Lorraine.
Hi, it's me again. And so before I sing that song, I just want people to understand achieving your goal in life. Number one, attitude. Number two, believing. Number three, pulling in what you want. That's something I want you to study this weekend. I want you to really open up your hearts and be the best that you can be. And here's a little song, a little acapella. Open up your heart, okay? Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Ooh, your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings and you take to the sky. But until that morning, there ain't nothing can harm you. With daddy and mama standing by. Remember, all children, everyone, you're special. Just remember that.
Right on, right.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, I guess we go ahead wind out with you, making sure we get your information back across to people. You
know? All right. Yeah. Bully me now. You can go to the detentionroom101.blogspot. You can call me at 323-556-1740 for the Bully Me Now. I am also looking for volunteers. I am also looking for kids that fit that profile who needs their self-esteem build. And so bring them on down so we can give them a hug and give them some love. Because behind every genius, every child, there's a genius. And it's left up to the village to bring that out.
Nice.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bobby Bucks Show.
Yeah, thank you. Shauna
Sterling.
Thank you very much. And we out.
Log on to BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Log on to BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Log on. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com.